今天的经文是在路加福音第十章二十五到三十七节。路加福音第十章二十五到三十七节，有一个律法师起来试探耶稣，说：“夫子，我该怎么才可以承受永生？”耶稣对他说：“律法上写的是什么？你念的是怎样呢？”他回答说：“你要尽心尽细尽意爱主你的上帝，又要爱邻舍如同自己。”耶稣说：“你回答的是，你是这样行就必得永生。”那人要显明自己有理，就对耶稣说：“谁是我的邻舍呢？”耶稣回答说：“有一个人从耶路撒冷下耶利哥去，落在强盗手中，他们剥去他的衣裳，把他打个半死，就丢下他走了。偶然有一个祭司从这条路下来，看见他就从那里过去了。又有一个利未人来到这地方，看见他也照样从那边过去了。唯有一个撒玛利亚人行路来到那里，看见他就动了慈心，上前用油和酒倒在他的伤处，包裹好了，扶他骑上自己的牲口，带到店里去照顾他。第二天拿出二钱银子来交给店主，说：‘你且照应他，此外所费用的我回来必还你。’你想这三个人哪一个是落在强盗手中的邻舍呢？”他说：“是怜悯他的。”耶稣说：“你去照样行吧。”
I'd like to say one personal word before I preach here.
先讲一句话。
This is a great privilege to me to be preaching in Orange County to your fellowship.
来子承宪为你们讲道是我的荣幸。
I grew up in Orange County in a Reformed Presbyterian church starting in 1970.
我也是在承宪长大的，在一个中长会长大的。
And then from about 1995, I actually was trying to help plant a Reformed Presbyterian church in Orange County.
在95年的时候，我们也是想要开拓一个在 Orange County 要成立一个改革宗长老会。
And I remember for almost 8 years, the Heisings and I and others prayed that God would establish a Reformed Presbyterian church in this county.
在那时候 ，Howard 还几个人就八年之久，我们要很努力的要在 Orange County 里面成立这个改革宗长老会。
God seemed to have said no, and I left in 2003 for Kansas.
上帝似乎对我们说不要在这里，我就离开这里到 Kansas 去了。
And in that same year, I became involved with Chinese ministry from Kansas in China.
在同一段时间，我开始从 Kansas 做一些在中国的福音工作。
And yet God answered our prayers, and there are two churches in Orange County, a Reformed Presbyterian church.
上帝却听了我们的祷告，上帝已经在 Orange County 已经成立两间改革宗长老会。
So God is very good to me and to you.
上帝对我们真好。
In Lawrence, Kansas, where I am also a pastor, I teach high schoolers.
在 Kansas, 我在那边教一些高中生。
And if I should offer to do something for them and they don't want the help, they say, "No thanks, I'm good."
如果我要帮他们做什么忙，他们不要我帮忙，他们就说 "I'm good," 我这样子自己好了。
And because I'm a teacher, I have to respond to that.
既然我是老师，我必须要回应这句话。
These are Christian children, and I say, that's funny because Jesus said only God is good.
那我对他们都是基督徒，所以我对他们说，你这不太对吧？你不可能是好的，因为只有上帝是良善的，只有上帝是好的。
And the passage we had read from Luke chapter 10 is often called the parable of the Good Samaritan.
我们刚读过的这段经文就是 常常被称作是好撒玛利亚人的故事。
But the Bible does not refer to this character as good.
但是圣经本身，经文本身没有称这个人是良善的。
Jesus does not, and Luke does not.
耶稣没有这样说，路加也没有这样说。
It's a label that we, as the church, have fixed on this famous parable and its central actor.
这是我们基督徒自己放的一个标题。
Jesus, of course, taught that only God is good.
耶稣的教导就是只有上帝是良善的。
Jesus is both God and good.
耶稣又是神，又是良善的。
He is the good shepherd, the good son, and the good prophet, priest, and king.
他是好牧人，好儿子，好的祭司，君王，先知。
He is just plain good, right in all his ways.
他本身是良善的，他的道是正义的。
Jesus is good in his behavior with good and godly motives.
耶稣的行为是好的，有正确的动机。
I think we should take Jesus seriously.
我们要相信耶稣这句话。
If there is a person who is genuinely good, he must be God.
如果有人真的是良善的，那就是神。
Or one who is filled up with God.
或是充满了神的能力。
And so I wonder, maybe the Good Samaritan is Jesus in disguise.
所以有我们可以说，这个好撒玛利亚人就是化妆的耶稣。
And therefore, the Good Samaritan story would be the gospel about Jesus Christ.
所以好撒玛利亚人的故事也是关于耶稣的福音。
Our Christian faith is big on words. What I mean, it's big on the meaning and accurate usage of words.
我们基督教的教义很重视话的正确的用法。
And you know, the gospel means good news.
你知道福音就是好消息。
This is from my ancient language, Old English, where gospel means good message.
这个福音就是好消息。
Which is shared by a town crier in the middle of a village.
这就是如果有人在那广场里面要宣讲什么话，宣讲什么消息。
Maybe not true in the Chinese, but also in the English language, the very name God comes from the word good.
这英文的 God 这个字是从 good 这个字出来的。
In the minds of the ancients, therefore, the gospel is the good news about the good God.
所以在古人的想法里面，这福音就是关于好的良善的神的好消息。
And Jesus' good news directs us to himself.
耶稣的福音指引我们到他面前。
But in fact, this sermon this afternoon might not be for you.
有可能这个消息不是给你的。
I am preaching the gospel today, and it is only for two kinds of people.
这福音，我今天所讲的福音是给两种人。
The gospel is for those who are lost in their sin, and for those who are saved unto life.
是给两种人，就是失落在罪里，或者已经活在永生里。
So really, it's for everyone.
所以就是大家的。
But you might ask, why do the saved need to hear the good news again?
那你可能会问，为什么已经被救赎的人还需要听福音？
Because it's your life.
因为这是你的生命。
Your bread and your meat.
这是你的粮食。
The true manna from heaven and the living water.
这是天上的 manna。
The gospel blesses you to understand your standing.
这福音让你可以了解你的状况。
The gospel is your armor to defeat the world, the flesh, and the devil.
福音就是你的盔甲。
The gospel is your power and motive for service and growth.
就是你服事的动机与成长的力量。
For sanctification, witness, and kingdom extension.
让你有力量去过神圣的生活。延伸这个神的国度。
And it is the message you are always commissioned to speak.
这是你不断的要宣讲的话。
So you already heard the reading from Luke chapter 10.
我们刚听过这路加福音第十章的信息。
Which is often called the parable of the Good Samaritan.
就是好撒玛利亚人的故事的比喻。
And so briefly, I want to lead us through seven lines of identification.
那我要画七个等号。
So that you may see Christ in this parable.
让你可以在这个比喻里面可以看见耶稣。
So first of all,
第一
there's the man on the trip who falls into the hands of robbers.
第一个就是落在这个强盗的手里的这个人。
He is beaten and robbed and stripped shamefully, left for dead.
他被打个半死，然后把他放在一边，以为他死了。
Who is this?
这是谁？
It's you.
这是你。
And it's me.
这是我。
It's each and every person normally born.
这是每个人。
By nature, in the condition of being wounded,
我们本性，我们都是受伤的。
Fallen and not able to get up.
我们是堕落的，没办法自己起来。
Very poor.
我们是贫穷的。
And in the spiritual sense, already dead in our trespasses and sins.
在灵性上，我们已经死在我们的罪中。
We are broken and damaged.
我们是破坏的。
Gravely wounded and empty.
受重伤的。
And full of shame.
我们充满了罪，充满了羞耻。
We're actually worse than this victim in the story.
我们比这个人还要糟糕。
Because we are not innocent.
因为我们不是无罪的。
The prophet Nathan pointed his finger at David one day and said,
先知拿单指着大卫说
You are the man.
你就是那个人。
You are guilty.
你是有罪的。
In a sense, you are your own worst enemy.
你是自己最强的敌人。
So we can say to everyone we know,
我们可以对每一个人，我们对每一个人说
Look at what you have done to yourself.
你看你对自己的所做的。
Second,
第二
There's some good news very early in the story.
在前面十章三十一节有好消息。
In verse 31.
三十一节。
Here comes a helper.
有人来帮助。
A rescuer.
可以救他的。
Hope rises.
有盼望。
This must be my lucky day because it's a priest.
太好了，这个人是一个祭司。
This is a man of religion.
他是一个 有信仰的人。
A good man, if there ever was one.
他是个好人。
But we quickly discover he has nothing to offer.
但是我们很快发现他没有什么可以给。
He passed by on the other side.
他就在对面经过。
He gave no saving help in my day of crisis.
他这个人遇到危机的时候，他这个祭司没有做任何的帮助。
Maybe this.Fellow would be an okay friend on a lounging around day to pass the time.
也许这个人跟他打发时间是一个好朋友。
But when it comes to my life and death, no practical help.
但是遇到生死的问题，他没有帮助的。
And he's not even encouraging.
他也连鼓励也没有。
Completely ignored me.
完全忽略。
Third.
第三。
Here comes another helper.
还有第二个帮助者。
And this one's a Levite.
就是一位利未人。
He comes from the same camp as the priest.
他是跟这个祭司同一组的。
But he's given more to mercy.
但是他的工作就是怜悯的工作。
He's like a deacon compared to the priest pastor.
他像一个执事，如果祭司是牧师的话，这个他像执事。
So again, my heart rises.
所以就有盼望了吧。
But the same result.
但是结果都一样。
No help.
没有帮助。
I want you to get into the mood of this story.
你想象这个故事。
After you've allowed yourself to get excited about your deliverance twice,
已经第二次为有开始有盼望的。
But learning that they cannot or will not help you,
但是发现这些人不帮你。
Well, it's worse than if they hadn't even come down the road at all.
这比没有人来帮忙还要糟糕。
All hope is dying.
你盼望都失去了。
I am doomed to death.
已经完蛋了。
I googled the phrase Good Samaritan.
我用Google 查过这个好撒玛利亚人。
Because it's what we do.
我们常常会这样做。
And I wanted to see what the world thinks of this guy.
想要了解世界怎么看待这个好撒玛利亚人。
There were 700,000 hits on the phrase Good Samaritan.
有70万个网页。
And in the top 10,
前十名
were a number of videos by the Latter-day Saints.
就是摩门教的一些影片。
These are the Mormons.
就是摩门教的。
Videos about decent people doing decent things for decent people.
这些影片是讲一些好人为一些其他的好人做好事。
Trying to act like the Good Samaritan.
想要学这个好撒玛利人。
Which I think is a wonderful illustration of the first two travelers.
那这样可以从这样子的例子，好像前面两个。
In that they are ultimately unable to provide what the spiritually poor man needs.
就是说，他们没有办法帮助这个落在强盗的手里这个人的真正的需要。
Like the blind leading the blind, so that both of them fall into the ditch.
好像盲人引导盲人，两个都落在坑里。
Or a doctor who heals wounds slightly.
或者医生一这些伤口只一点点。
Or putting band-aids on cancer.
或者拿 OK 绷放在癌症上面。
More pointedly, this parable came to be told by Jesus in response to a question.
那耶稣讲这个比喻是回答另外一个人的问题。
Look at Luke 10.
看路加福音十章。
What must I do to inherit eternal life?
我承受永生要做什么?
In the context of doing, pointing to our merit, our works, and our deeds.
他只是他的行为，他的功德。
And in the midst of the conversation, Luke tells us about this questioner's heart.
那耶稣回答这个问题，从耶稣回答，我们可以看出这个人的心，内心。
It says the man wanting to justify himself.
这个人这样问是要显自己为义。
So Jesus has this questioner in mind as he gives examples of false hope.
所以这个人，耶稣讲这个比喻是想到这个人，是提到这个人有错误的盼望。
Empty clouds blowing over a parched land.
像这个没有水的云。飘过一个干燥的干旱的地
，But passing on by and dropping no life-saving rain.
这些云经过都没有落什么下雨。
Empty cisterns, boasting relief, but leaving us worse in off in spirit.
这样好像有盼望，但是没有真正的帮助。
Dying man, do you want to merit eternal life and justify yourself?
你这个快要死的人，你想要做什么功德，让你可以配得你的生命吗
？It's as if Jesus is saying, "Look to your rituals and look to your works."
耶稣指着他们的习俗，他们的传统，他们的行为。
Try to earn your rescue or earn your life.
你有办法透过这些得到你的生命吗
？But it doesn't work.
但是不行的。
And I'm confident that's why Jesus included the first two false helps.
所以我相信耶稣讲这个例子是因为他有这样子的心态。
But now the fourth character.
那现在出现第四个人物。
This third traveler coming down the road.
第三个经过的路人。
And I cannot allow my heart to stir up this time with any hope for deliverance.
这次看到路人，没有办法有盼望。
I'm getting dizzy from my pain.
已经开始晕了。
Very little rationality remaining.
已经头脑想不清楚。
But I recognize the sure signs of this third traveler.
但是我看到这第三个路人。
He's an outsider.
他就是一个外人。
A stranger.
他是陌生人。
Not my people.
不跟我不同族的。
In fact, I know who he is.
我知道他是谁。
He's an enemy.
他是敌人。
A Samaritan.
他是撒玛利人。
In better days, I would spit on him.
如果我好的话，我会吐。口水在身上。
I would beat him up.
我会打他的。
What do you hear in the Bible? While we were God's enemies.
圣经怎么说？我们与上帝敌对的时候。
Christ died for us.
基督为我们死。
And yes, if this victimized man is us.
如果我们是这个受伤的人。
And if the first two travelers who passed on by
如果前面两个路人
are two aspects of religion,
就是宗教的不同的方面
the priests representing words and doctrines,
这祭司代表我们的话我们的教义
the Levite representing acts and deeds,
第二个代表我们的行为我们的怜悯
both of them aspects of the law that cannot save.
两个都是立法的两个方面是无法救我们的
Well, this outsider who we naturally hate is Jesus
这个外人是我们自然的恨敌对的外人就是耶稣基督
And the Bible says that Jesus came to his own creation
圣经说耶稣到自己的地方来
But we shockingly did not recognize him
不认识他，不到不接待他。
He came to his own, and they did not accept him.
他到自己地方来，他自己人不却不认识他。
He was despised and forsaken.
他被遗弃了，被厌恶了。
Just like the Samaritans in Israel.
就像撒玛利亚人一样。
We are more inclined to hide our faces from him than to worship him.
我们宁愿要躲避他不要敬拜他
And that's on our good days when we're strong
那就是好的时候
And now, what bad luck
那遇到怎样
My mortal enemy has found me in a weak position
我的敌人在我最软弱的时候遇到我
The Samaritan could easily kill me
这撒玛利亚人可以杀我
Or just leave me to myself for one more hour
或者再过一个小时不理我，我就完蛋了。
So now you're saying, where's the good news in this sermon?
那你可以问说，这讲到有什么好消息呢
？Well, the story goes on.
故事就这样继续。
This enemy of mine does not act with enmity toward me.
我这个敌人没有用敌对的态度来对我。
He does not give me what I would give to him.
我要给他的，他反不会给我的。
He gives me much better.
他给我更好的。
But first,
首先
let us consider what he does not give to us.
我们考虑他，我们想一下，他不给我们什么。
Simply passing on by, which would be payback.
他如果他就这样经过，也这是该得的回馈。
The first two passed on by.
头两个路人也是这样经过。
Jesus could have done that easily.
耶稣也可以同样经过。
And we would have deserved it.
也是我们配得的。
Nor does this third man speak words of wisdom and platitudes.
第三个人也没有讲一些智慧的言语。
He could have said, you dummy.
他可以说你这个笨蛋。
Why are you traveling on this dangerous road?
你为什么要走在这条危险的路上?
Don't you know any better?
你不懂吗?
Or he could say, be warm and well fed. I'll pray.
他可以说你穿温暖一点啊。
I'll pray for you when I get to the temple.
我到殿的时候我为你祷告。
And he doesn't defer hope.
他也没有叫他不要盼望。
He doesn't say, I'm in a hurry.
他没有说我现在他们说我现在忙的。
But when I get up to the next village, I'm going to tell them about your crisis.
他们又说我到下一个村庄，我就告诉他们你的状况。
And maybe some hero from that village will come back for you.
也许会有英雄回来救你一下。
Someone from your own tribe.
你自己人可以回来救你。
Now, in fact, in this parable, nothing is said about words.
所以在这个比喻里面没有讲。没有人讲什么话。
Damaged, dying, and dead men do not need teaching and vocabulary.
快要死的人不需要这样子的教义。
But they need life and healing.
他们需要生命，需要医治。
And all we need is provided full measure by this stranger enemy.
这个陌生人，我们所需要的，他就给我们。
And there's no conditions on the help.
而且没有条件的。
The Samaritan doesn't say, lift up your hand if you want it.
撒玛利亚人没有说，如果你要我救你，就举手。
Or make a deal with me.
你没有讨价还价。
From now on, you're going to behave.
以后你要乖乖的走。
No more hating Samaritans.
不要再恨撒玛利亚人。
Sign the covenant here.
先在这里签名。
No, you see, this is a strong salvation.
这是很坚强的一个救赎。
From outside, free of charge.
从外来的是免费的。
And in this race through parable, this is not highlighted.
在这个很充满的比喻里面, 没有强调。
The Samaritan put himself at grave risk to minister to this victimized traveler.
撒玛利亚人自己也是有很大的风险。
Where are they?
他们在哪里?
They're still on Robber's Road.
他们还在这个有很多强盗的马路边。
This famously dangerous road between Jerusalem and Jericho, and that's where Jesus places the story.
这条很著名的危险的道路。 就是从耶路撒冷到耶路撒冷的道路。
And even if the few robbers who attacked the first man are off spending their stolen money,
那就算那些第一批强盗已经出去花他们偷来的钱。
There are plenty of other dangers on that way.
还有其他的危险的。
But the Samaritan here proves himself selfless in every way.
但是这个 这个撒玛利亚人非常的不自私。He
takes no thought of his own welfare.
不会考虑自己的状况。His
mind is only on the needs of this dying man.
他只想这个快要死的人。Since
we're aiming to unravel this parable and to get under it, let's look at the truer truth.
那里面的真正的真理在哪里?
What did Jesus risk to save his people?
耶稣为我们冒了什么风险要救我们?
More than words.
不是冒话语的风险而已。
More than health.
不是自己的健康而已。
Jesus risked his own life unto death.
他冒了自己的生命危险。
But we never hear it put that way in the Bible.
但是圣经没有这样讲。
Because the word risk implies something.
因为风险有一个意味。
Maybe. Just maybe, I will not have to pay the ultimate price.
就是也许不必付这个代价。
This is not the way we speak of Jesus' sacrifice, as if he risked something.
我们不会说耶稣是冒风险。
Because he knew from eternity to save us would surely require the ultimate humiliation.
因为他知道,从永恒里知道,他要付什么代价?
Of a strange life here.
要在这里过一个与众不同的生活。
Being misunderstood and despised like a Samaritan.
被人误解了。
Being physically abused.
被殴打。
And killed.
被杀了。
Philippians 2 makes this very clear.
腓立比书第二章很让我们很
No greater love than this is possible.
没有比这更大的爱，更伟大的爱。
In the sixth place,
第六,
the Good Samaritan had to go away for a time.
好撒玛利亚人必须要先离开。
Do you recognize what this might mean?
你可以看出这是什么意思吗?
If Jesus is this Good Samaritan, he had to go away for a time.
如果耶稣等于这个好撒玛利亚人，他必须要先离开。
But before he went away,
但是他离开之前,
he provided paying for the needs of the broken man.
他先供应这个人的需要，付钱去。
To fully restore him.
让他可以得到医治。
And Jesus, of course, said, I go away to prepare a place for you.
同样的，耶稣对我们说， 我要去为你们预备地方。
But when Jesus went away, did he leave us with something of himself to help us?
但是耶稣离开的时候，也是留下。
To be held in trust as his commitment that he would be coming this way again.
留下圣灵，让我们可以相信。
Or was it someone?
是一个信物吗？还是一位圣灵？
One we call the Comforter.
就是劝慰者。
The Counselor.
就是圣灵。
The Advocate and the Helper.
就是我们的帮助。
Jesus closes this parable asking a question.
耶稣最后问一个问题。
Which of these three proved to be a neighbor?
这三位 对哪一个是这个人的邻舍呢?
Jesus' listener responds cryptically but accurately.
那个人就很简短地回答说,
The one who had mercy on the fallen man.
就是怜悯那个人，就是怜悯他的。
He didn't want to say the Samaritan.
他不想要讲撒玛利亚人。
It wasn't the one who showed justice.
不是显公义的那个人。
Or the one who gave the broken man what he deserved and merited.
不是让他得到他该得的。
No, the good neighbor was the man who gave the damaged man better than he deserved.
好的邻舍就是让这个人得到比他配得的更好的。
Opposite to what he deserved.
而是他该得的相反。
The one who distributed mercy and grace, which are always expensive.
让他得到怜悯恩典，这就是代价很高的。
The love and help this neighbor gave, he paid for with his own blood.
他所给的爱，所给的怜悯，是用自己的血，自己生命付出的。
I pray that you may see and hear by the merits of Christ what Jesus presents to us about this very good man.
我祷告你可以透过这故事，可以明白耶稣的好处。
Giving him of himself so fully that a desperate and destitute life traveler would really live.
他给予自己，让我们。 这些走在生命里面的主人可以得到我们真正需要的。
Now, to be honest to Scripture, Jesus does say, go and do likewise.
耶稣对这个人说,你去照样行。
But you cannot act this way from the heart.
但是你从你内心里面没有办法这样行的。
Unless first Jesus has done this for you.
除非耶稣先为你。
You don't have the power or the inclination to do this.
你也没有这个意愿，你也没有这个能力去做。
Come to Jesus.
到耶稣面前。
Early and often.
要早一点到耶稣。
Again,
常常到耶稣面前。
This is a mandate for only two kinds of people.
这使命是给两种人。
The lost and the saved.
是给失落的人，也是给已经得救的人。
And once you are saved,
当你已经得救。
God will cause you to be an agent of mercy to other lost, broken, and dying people.
上帝要使用你做其他的有失落的人的帮助。
You will be the body of Christ, extending His grace to many who have fallen.
你要做基督的，为他们做基督的身体，要救赎他们。
And can never get up without Jesus Christ.
这些人自己没有办法自救。 你只有透过耶稣基督才有办法救。
May I pray?
你一起祷告。
Okay, let's pray. Our Father in heaven,
你的天父,
we thank you for Jesus,
我们感谢你，救赎我们耶稣基督,
who at first we saw as an enemy and an other,
我们原先看他为敌人,
but proved himself to be a good neighbor and a great friend.
但是他证明自己是好朋友，好邻舍。
Our older brother and our Savior.
我们的长兄, 我们的救赎主,
we thank you that you did not pass on by.
我们感谢你没有这样经过,
but you sacrificed your own self to give us life and health.
牺牲自己的生命, 给我们的生命健康。
And I thank you that before you left to prepare a future place for us, you left us with your Holy Spirit.
我们感谢你让我们得到你的生命，在你离开我们之前。
Filling us up with the power to be good neighbors to our friends.
充满我们，让我们可以做我们的朋友的好邻舍。
And even to our enemies who sometimes don't understand us.
也可以对我们的不了解我们的敌人，也可以对他们，可以好，对他们好。
Fill us up with joy in this service.
主，求你帮助我们，用你的喜乐充满我们。
But first of all, with joy in our salvation.
首先要喜乐我们已经得着你的救赎。
I pray for this sacrament of the table that it will represent the intake of Jesus into our lives.
主，感谢你有这个圣餐代表我们 所得到的生命。
That we might be saved for service.
让我们就是我们为了你的服，为了服侍你而救。
In the name of Jesus, we pray.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.